I'm sorry.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, 7 guys. That's it. There's 7 characters in it.
Okay. Do they have to be living actors?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Carl. Yes, everybody has to fucking be alive.
How are you going to recast a movie with dead people?
Hey, welcome to Stroyo Movies. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jason.
No Ray.
Who's never seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yep. Wow.
I was born in the like mid '80s, man. Like,
yeah,
I was 7 years old when that movie came out. Like, what am I? I don't have any desire to watch a movie like that.
I wasn't born when a lot of movies I watched.
Yeah, but like, you got to give him a break. It wasn't it wasn't his era movie.
Oh, it will be.
Oh, it'll definitely.
I'm gonna watch it. I just.
The Godfather wasn't my era either.
Yeah, exactly. So
we were kids when it came out.
You know, Al Pacino, Kevin Spacey, Alec Baldwin, Alan Arkin, Ed Harris. Who am I missing?
The old dude.
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, Lemmon.
Shelley the Machine Levine.
Yeah. He's the best part of the movie.
Written by
David Mamet.
David Mamet. And directed. I think David Mamet directed that one. Did he?
No.
No, he didn't.
Not this one.
But it was great.
If anyone's not seen it, watch.
Don't watch it around kids.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of
language. It is nothing but rapid fire cursing.
Dialogue is amazing.
Awesome.
There's no nudity or anything.
Oh, no. It's all dialogue.
There's no females at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all dialogue.
Which makes it a great movie.
Wait, what about Grace?
Grace? Well, that's made up.
Yeah. Grace. Well, how's everyone doing?
Good.
Not good, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty good, bro.
What are we doing on the show today? Well, I'll tell you. We're going to finally do Cocaine Bear.
That's why.
Oso de Carcone.
Yeah, that's why I'm playing my white guitar today.
Because of Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
And we're also going to pull out an oldie but a goodie classic movie recast. We will be recasting Rocky from 1976. All right, everyone, don't get too excited. And we'll have a what we're watching. But before that, it's time. What's the matter?
I just fucking cast Mickey.
Oh.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. But
before we get into all of that, it's time to open something up.
What? The mailbag. The mailbag. You fucking Jimmy. The mailbag. You fucking assholes.
Yes.
Dear Jim and Richie, this is a friend from long ago.
Holy shit.
It's been a while since I last listened to the show, but have recently begun listening again and wanted to let you know what I thought. It needs work. Okay. You two are okay, even though Richie still rattles his annoying fucking ice cubes. But
this is going to hurt.
But his comment about the writers striking for better pens during the 80 for Brady episode was pretty funny. So what the hell is wrong with Crazy Carl's phone? And and who are those two stiffs, Jason and Ray?
Wow.
Jesus, talk about human sleeping pills. Remember to wake those two guys up the next time the show starts. Also, since my last correspondence, I have moved out of Colorado and relocated elsewhere, so I am no longer Jeff in the Rockies.
Wow.
But am now Jeff in the Ozarks.
Oh, all right.
He's not allowed to give himself.
Who was in, like, Jason Bateman, Jeff?
Or yeah.
Ozarks?
Wasn't Jason Ozark? Bateman in that show? Ozark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Please take note of this. Is Sue still a part of the show? Please give my regards to Andy.
Sue! Oh my God!
Please give my regards to Andy, and looking forward to the next episode. Respectfully, Jeff in the Ozarks.
Wow.
Thanks, Jozarks.
The Jozarks.
Well, Jeff, great to hear from you, buddy. Jay and Ray, take that as a compliment, because if you don't get fucking lambasted by attacked by our audience, you're not doing it right.
That's awesome, man.
And fucking Wisconsin Jeff, wherever the fuck he is now.
Joe from Ozark.
It's
Wisconsin Jeff. I like that better because
Wisconsin Jeff.
I mean, if I was on Sleeping Pills, I guarantee I was more entertaining than that fucking 80 for Brady movie.
Well, listen, you can't argue with the listeners,
Jeff. Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
The customer's always right.
I'll try to pay the bills. Jeff from Ozark.
They're paying the bills.
Yeah. Fucking
Wisconsin Jeff.
Wisconsin Jeff.
I was watching a Community, and one of the characters, someone gets criticized, and one of the characters says, "Boy, that would be like calling me an owl for sucking at analogies."
Who?
See, that's the joke. That was a bad analogy. It was a funny show. Another thing about Community, with the subtitles on, there was a scene where they're talking to a character and they say, "If you don't do this, I'm going to tell everybody." And he goes, "Who?" And she yells, "Everybody!" And in the fucking subtitles, it says,
Gary Oldman.
As Gary Oldman.
Everyone.
So, just to let you know, Milwaukee Jeff, wherever you are. He's just getting a new name every time I say it. Wisconsin Jeff. Carl is, he spends most of his money on tacos. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's what's right. I don't know if for the love of God. And that was fucking Jim's ice cubes.
That's just my ice cubes. I forgot to mute my ice cube.
Here you go. Here you go, Jeff. That's for you. Just so you know.
I forgot to mute my mic. I usually mute it when I take a drink.
Oh, fucking whatever. Let them bitch about your ice cubes. That's fine.
With inflation the way it is, tacos are a lot. It's a big investment.
It is.
They're a luxury.
Especially, you know, Carl doesn't just eat two.
No.
Not when he's having tacos.
So
not unless they're like super large tacos.
Like
chalupas or something.
Yeah.
I got a local place that two tacos is plenty.
Yeah.
I know it's a taco. Really? I know a taco guy. I got a taco guy.
So do they use the refried beans? Or is I just called
Well, if you get the plate, yeah.
Like, or as I just call them, beans.
The refried beans.
No, they're not. They were never fried once. We've had this conversation years ago. How could it be refried beans if they're not even fried once? They're not fried.
Well, they're not fried in vegetable oil. They're fried in lard.
No, they're cooked in lard. They're not fried.
Okay.
Yeah, technically they're not fried.
You only cook them once, so they don't even refry them.
Okay. Cooked beans. Got it.
Right. Yeah. You're going to get emails from Jeff now, buddy. This is what he loves.
They're not even recooked. Unless they're leftovers.
They're just
cooked. They're called beans. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for your email.
Yes.
And, we look for many more.
Isn't it Joe?
No, it's North Dakota Jeff.
Oh.
Where did Joe come from?
No.
Well, Carl can't hear from his shitty headphones.
All right, let's get on to a quick what we're watching.
All right.
Ooh. The only thing I've been watching, I finished the Picard season 3. And if Raymond was here, I would say to him, you were quite right. It was excellent. And the ending put a smile on my face. I said, that was perfect. I said, that was absolutely perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
How that ended. It was.
I hope they just stop.
Yeah. I think that's it. But absolutely terrific. It blew me away how much I enjoyed it. So much so that we started watching The Next Generation over again. And I realized how bad season 1 of The Next Generation, I didn't remember it being that terrible. And it is more than terrible. Not just in the writing, but in the directing. It's full of tons of ultra close-ups in the first 4 or 5 episodes. And I'm going, what's with the camera right directly into people's mush? You know, pull back a little.
What was number 2's name again?
Who's number 1, you mean?
Oh, Picard, no, Riker. Riker.
Yeah, that's him. You know,
but I did notice him sitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see that the short video they made of him getting into chairs all the time?
I played that for my wife. It's an entire video of Riker sitting down.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
That's his move. He just sits down.
No, the way he sits.
The way he, when he walks in a room and sits down, it's different every time. Like, he'll like straddle shit.
It's the same every time. It's just in different chairs, but he sits down the same way every time. He doesn't sit like a normal person.
Right.
And so go on YouTube and just let us do a search for Riker sitting, and that video will come up and you'll see.
That's hilarious.
And I can't not notice it now. It's like he comes in and sits down at the conference table. I'm going, man, he did it.
Right?
So
he seems like a big guy. Maybe he just straddles chairs.
Right, but he doesn't straddle them like with the back of the chair against his chest like some people sit down. He always sits down by throwing his leg over the back of the chair. like he's mounting a horse.
Yeah.
That's what he does all the time, every single time.
That's awesome.
So
I'm gonna go with the Quasi movie.
Oh, I started watching that.
It's the new Broken Lizard.
It's
Quasimodo. It's called Quasi. It's fucking funny.
It is funny.
It really is.
I started watching it. My wife was like, "What is this?" I was like, "I'll watch it another time."
It's ridiculously good.
Yeah, I didn't finish.
I mean, if you enjoy the Broken Lizard, the Super Troopers
guys, and all that,
if you enjoy them, then you'll enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I saw an interview with one of them on one of the talk shows. I can't remember which one.
Heffernan.
Hmm.
Kevin Heffernan.
No, I mean, you can throw out names. I'm not going to say.
Jay Sandragakarar.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah, that one.
Well, is it thorny or is it?
Emma Thorne.
All right.
Well, if you need more, I've been watching Friday Night Lights.
We don't need more.
Okay. I've been finally starting to watch Mayor of Kingstown season 2.
Yeah. With
Jeremy Renner. That's the only thing I've really been watching show wise. So, yeah, I started watching season 2 finally.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen season 1, I recommend it. It's pretty gritty.
Mayor of Kingstown?
Mayor of Kingstown? Yeah. Mayor of it's
Kingstown, like King.
Yeah, Kingstown. Yeah,
not like Mayor of Easttown.
It's, yeah, Jeremy Renner is the mayor of like this town that's, I guess, corrupt with the prison system that's nearby. It's a pretty good show.
Huh.
It's not like Jeff from Kingston.
No. You're just gonna light him up. Where can we see Mayor?
It's on Paramount.
Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Paramount Plus. Yeah.
I'm gonna check that out.
If you like King of Tulsa, it's it kind of has
Tulsa
like
King is fucking Tulsa great. King.
it kind of has somewhat the same vibe, I guess, but it's a real gritty show. I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. It's a good thing there's another season because it was close to not being.
Mm-hmm. What? Tulsa King?
No.
Oh.
Because he ran over himself with his own plow. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So what are you watching, Jim? Anything?
I said.
He already went.
Oh, okay.
Picard.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I said Picard season 3.
You paying attention?
No.
No.
Oh, you really?
No. Very good, man. Just smoke it, yo. Anyway.
Rich watched The Founder again.
No, I've
watched three scenes from my three favorite scenes of The Founder before I went to bed last night.
Oh. No, I haven't been watching it. I watched finally two more episodes of Ted, so I only have two more left.
Excellent. Then we can talk about it.
Well, there's a pretty cool fan theory I read that that
it all takes place in Ted Lasso's head, because those are usually the theories that.
No. That they're the
that's lazy.
They're it's the Ted's version of Wizard of Oz, like it's the Wizard of Oz. So you have the kind-hearted Kansas person and his loyal companion Beard is Toto.
Uh huh.
Then you have the three, you know, Cowardly Lion, blah blah blah. So you have
Nate, Roy, and Jamie.
And Jamie. So Nate is the Cowardly Lion. Jamie is the Scarecrow.
And Keely is the Good Witch.
They said, and Roy, obviously Tin Man, because he finds his heart. Rebecca is the Good Witch.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Her ex-husband is obviously the Wicked Witch.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, and you know, everybody was speculating like who's the wizard. May, always behind the bar.
I love May. She's like such a great character.
May is the wizard.
Yeah, I thought that was like when I was like, yeah, there you go, I'd buy that, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And the the dudes that hang around the bar are the monkeys.
I don't know,
they're just the flying monkeys.
Yeah, I don't know. They could be like the Munchkins,
Baz,
or the Munchkins,
Baz, right. Jeremy, and Paul.
Right, but that I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm like, oh, I could see all that.
That's fun.
Yep. Yeah,
it's bullshit, but it's fun.
Well, of course it's bullshit, but like,
we need to do a segment with TV and movie theories because there's
some that would good be cool.
ones out there.
All right, well,
that's I have a theory about Marvel sucks lately. That's my theory. Fucking bullshit.
Oh, well, good news, Richie. You don't have to watch a Marvel movie because Avatar Way of Water just dropped today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I'm not watching that shit.
Do we have to watch that?
Maybe
we don't.
Maybe we do like a two-parter where we watch it in an hour and a half and then an hour and a half.
Oh, it's 3 hours?
It's I think it's more than 3 hours.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. They're blue. They go underwater this time, and they're very nice with the underwater things.
Hey, there's only four more coming out after this.
Oh.
The fuck out of here. I'm watching this shit.
Movies.
Cocaina.
Cocaina.
Inspired by true events.
Inspired by true events. Yes, there was a bear. Man. There was a bear who ingested cocaine
and died.
And died
shortly after ingesting it.
And the guy that threw it out of the plane died too, but he didn't die the way they showed it in the movie.
Oh yeah.
What happened was he was so weighted down with the bags that his parachute could not slow him down enough, and he died. He died on impact.
Oh, wow. Idiot.
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Cocaine Bear, 2023 horror comedy movie directed by Elizabeth Banks. Everyone knows Elizabeth Banks.
Sure,
of course.
Yep.
and written by Jimmy Warden. In Wikipedia, it says it's loosely inspired by a true story. Loosely.
Oh, man.
That is incredibly loose. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, do you think that there is more credibility in Cocaine Bear or 80 for Brady? Just
go ahead. Oh, Cocaine Bear. Easily.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear. Because I'd watch Cocaine Bear again.
Yeah, that's true.
Starred Kerry Russell, Christian Convery, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Alden Ehrenreich, who I will now refer to only as Han Solo, Brooklyn Prince, Isaiah Whitlock Jr., Margot Martindale, and Ray Liotta. And his last, this was his last film.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yes. Go out on Cocaine Bear.
Well, I mean,
Connery went out in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. So, I mean,
well, that's true, but he retired. He didn't die.
Still, though,
he's not even dead.
It was his last movie, though.
Yeah. No, Sean Connery did.
You have a point.
Isn't Sean Connery dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But he retired after that movie because he saw it.
Yeah, said, no kidding.
And said, this is a piece of trash. Yeah, who wrote the comic League of what the hell's his name? He wrote Watchmen. He wrote V for Vendetta. He wrote I forget it. But he hated that movie with a passion.
Frank Miller. I know who you're talking about.
Fuck. Why? You have a computer right there. Look it up.
Yeah. Watchmen.
Watchmen is brilliant, by the way.
Oh, the graphic novel's brilliant. Not what Zack Snyder did to it.
The HBO series is brilliant too.
I don't know about brilliant, but
it really is.
Alan Moore. Alan Moore. He wrote Watchmen. And he did not, much like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and Viva Vendetta, he did not think they should have been made into movies, because he made it for the comic form, and he said that it would not translate properly to
he was
100% right on all fronts with that.
He still cashed that check though.
No. No, he didn't want any part. He gave up his rights to that. Watchmen was all Dave Gibbons, the artist, and DC Comics. Oh. No, he has like super integrity. That dude, he would not take a fucking dime from that.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
That's fucking dumb as shit.
Well, it's dumb, but he made a lot of money writing comics because he
okay
as a writer he.
Great. Great. He's an idiot. I'm not going to take millions of dollars because it's crap.
He's a genius. He's a genius.
Yeah. You know what I would say?
What?
When I'm on that podcast, they'd be like, oh, did you have a part in it? Well, yeah, I got like, $22 million. It's a piece of shit, but I still got $22 million. Yeah. As I'm sitting in my fucking mansion.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. I have integrity.
Quote about Jaws 3.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Michael Caine.
The Michael Caine one.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen it. People tell me it's bad, but the house it bought me is wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, integrity my ass. I won't be a part of that. How much you're giving me?
Yeah.
My bank account has no integrity. Fill it up.
All right. So it's a drug smuggler is in a plane and he is dumping cocaine out of the plane. And then he.
And this part was a true story.
Most of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did dump cocaine out of the plane. Yep, he did.
A plane was involved.
He did attempt to parachute out of the plane.
Right. A plane and a bear.
And he did die in the attempt.
See? All three. We're batting a thousand right now, boys.
We're good to go. It's we're perfectly in sync with the true story. Except he is an idiot and hits his head and knocks himself out. And that's how he dies in this one. Like I said, in the real life, he didn't do that.
Who wrote it?
It was written by Jimmy Warden.
Oh, okay.
I never heard of the guy.
I like him.
Yeah, so comes down, bear eats the cocaine, bear goes wild, starts eating people up all the time. While looking for more cocaine to eat. And
it's hilarious.
Yeah, the cocaine levels him up, and it I'm running low on killing and adrenaline. Let me snort another bag. Oh, I'm gonna kill a whole.
It would have been even funnier if they did some sort of video game noise.
It would have been great.
When it coked up.
Yeah.
They could have had a lot of fun with this movie.
So they have
They did have a lot of fun.
They could have had more fun.
They could have had more fun. It could have been much, much more fun. there's two precocious kids, of course. Got to have precocious kids. Frantic mother was trying to find their precocious kids and protect them. And then the drug smuggler and his crew of ne'er-do-wells looking for the cocaine.
He only had one.
Two.
Wasn't a crew.
It was Han Solo and the other dude.
Right.
Looking for the cocaine. So it was more than two. It was more than one.
Right.
Two's a crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three's a crew. Two's a duo.
A pair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're like the two guys from Midnight Run.
Exactly. Which I just watched the other day.
So hijinks ensue.
Jason's probably
my problem with a lot of this movie is I say, okay, like we were saying, it goes along, all right, I'll buy that. The bear eats the cocaine, good, I buy that. Bear goes nuts and kills some people, great, I'll buy that. But the whole thing with the cop on the roof, and then the bear eats the cocaine and then passes out, or bear eats the cocaine and stuff, and they go, what do we do?
Shoot it.
You shoot the fucking bear.
You unload the cop clip. Says,
wait, let's see what it does to him. I said, okay. All right, you lost me there.
You unload the clip is what you do.
Yeah, it's like the bear's totally incapacitated.
Yeah.
are we not going to talk about the bear catching up to a driving away ambulance that was on?
Yeah.
That's feasible on coke.
I was like, I know bears are fast, but I mean, she
you don't understand. That bear was on cocaine.
Yeah, he was on cocaine fast.
He's cocaine bear.
He's cocaine fast, man.
Oh my God, he's got the fucking gear.
He's got that bear cocaine speed.
Yeah.
It was a dirt road, too, I think.
Yeah. And one of the ambulance drivers is a dude who made a whole shitload of YouTube and TikTok videos. Yeah. The IKEA dude.
I love how you're all justifying the bear catching up to the ambulance.
Hell yeah, it's coke. I get it.
It's a dirt road. That's advantage nature. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's a dirt road. It's got good grip.
That's true.
Those claws will sink right into that dirt.
It was out in his element, or her element. Okay. It turns out
it's a female bear.
A female bear.
As Han Solo said it.
Towards the end of the, they found out that.
Had bear kids.
They had bear kids and they were all coked up, which, right there, it's a gateway drug, cocaine. So you don't want You don't give it to your kids, man.
But the kids loved it so much. The kids loved that cocaine so much.
Yeah, they did. Typical drug mother. Just give it to the kids.
So eventually Ray Liotta says, you know, if you want a job done right, you got to do it yourself. And he's going to go after the cocaine now. You know, people are getting injured and dying and stuff. They should have died long time. Like, they should have died much quicker than they died in this movie. Like, people are losing body parts and still walking around. And it's like, massive blood loss doesn't make you pass out in this movie.
Also, it's in the script. The bear's name is Karen.
Oh, seriously?
No. So Leota's like, why would you sniff that cocaine, Karen?
Karen, why'd you get rid of the cocaine? We needed that.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that? They never would have found it.
They were knocking at the door. What did you want me to do? They would have found
it. Oh, man.
Now I'm going to have to go watch Goodfellas.
That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Why would you do that, Karen?
That's, well done. Well done, Carl. You know what, dude? Open the door. Go ahead.
You earned it.
You earned it, Carl.
Yeah, so the bear, the bear wins at the end.
Oh, it sure does.
You know, the bear comes out ahead. All three of them.
Win in the end. They got to win in the end. It needed that music, man. It had no 80s music.
You know, you're right. It should have had 80s
music. It was missing ridiculous, like when the bear was chasing the ambulance, like there should have been like some sort of 80s tune playing.
Yeah.
It should have tapped you.
Yeah. Man, I should have done the music for this movie. I could have picked some great stuff. Yeah. Let me email Elizabeth Banks. Listen, we gotta recut it.
Director's cut.
we gotta recut the movie.
Bring the
Cocaine
back.
Bear 2.
Turn the machines back on.
So the thing that I loved about this movie is the camp of it was definitely an old school, you know, horror movie, because you never saw the bear doing anything other than, you know, running into the door or, you know.
Yeah, because it had kind of a less funny Army of Darkness vibe.
Right, right. Mm. But you know, when you would see a leg land, like, that shit's funny.
I mean,
like,
the old school campy horror.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like gore where the bear was like, you knew what it was doing, but you didn't see it. And then you saw a leg fly. And like,
yeah, I know. That's funny. When that happens, when the guy's arm falls half off.
Right.
And he looks at his hand and it just flops over.
Exactly.
It's clearly a throwback to,
right.
Yeah. Plenty of cartoon violence, basically.
Yeah. Like when the bear was attacking the dudes in the rest stop there, whatever it was, the
ranger station.
Ranger station.
Yeah.
Dude. The
rest stop.
When whatever it is, when they broke in, dude, if they played the fucking the banana splits from fucking like they did in, how fucking great would that be?
Like they did in
Kick Ass?
Kick Ass.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome. That's what I mean. It was missing shit like that.
You know,
because that's what made fucking Kick-Ass great.
For some reason, earlier today, someone said something that made me start singing that song. One banana, two banana, three banana, four, five banana.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Still one of my favorite scenes ever in a movie. Is that scene?
I know you love that. You loved Hit Girl and
Kick-Ass. That was so good.
The Kick-Ass movies are great, especially the first one.
Yeah, so
fantastic,
it was
like, movie.
She was hands down fucking genius. They should have gave her an Oscar for it. She's that good.
Nicolas Cage was awesome in that fucking.
Yeah.
Movie. Oh yeah.
He's so underrated in that movie.
Yeah. Ass kick.
Child.
Run for the light, child.
All right.
I don't think this movie had the budget to put in popular songs.
Still, you didn't have to put up. You could find, like, you know, there's trust me, there's plenty of one hit wonders out there that, you know, could have used the $50,000 right now. So,
like you,
yeah, I would have gave him. I would have definitely gave him a song.
But I don't know, son of a bitch. Oh, another one. Another sound from outside.
The door shut.
Not you, Carl. It wasn't you.
It's all right, Carl. Like I said, you earned
it. There is a plane right now, though.
So I did like Han Solo in this. I thought he was mildly amusing.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah, he's Han Solo.
He's got talent, that kid.
Yeah, I liked him in Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
He was really good in Hail Caesar. And I liked him in Han Solo as an actor. I liked him in Han Solo. The movie wasn't that fantastic, but it wasn't because of him.
No, he's great.
All right.
So this got 67% on Rotten Tomatoes out of 308 reviews. Its budget was 30 to 35 million. So I dispute the fact that they could not afford 80s music.
Yeah, I know. There's something they could have picked up for sure.
Yeah, they totally could have.
Yeah. And it made $89.3 million.
Nice. Wow.
So
there'll be a Cocaine Bear 2.
So Cocaine Bear 2. The bear's still alive, dude.
Yeah. That is true.
And the kids. And the coked up kids.
And all three bears.
Coked up cubs.
Cocaine Bear 2 overdose.
Yeah. All Ooh. They got to do is a little CGI of Ray Liotta, and he could be in another one.
Oh.
Cocaine Bear 2, Back to the Bear 6.
Oh, my God. I'm done with you.
Oh.
That was awful.
Oh, no.
That was meant to be awful, Carl. Cocaine Bear 2, Breaking Training?
No, just cocaine. Just call it Cocaine Bear 2, but in this one, it just smokes weed. It, like, eats weed.
It just chills out.
And just chills out. Like, everybody's all freaked out, and he's just sitting there, like, with a bag of Cheetos.
he becomes Yogi Bear. Oh, and just,
wait a minute. This bear sleeps
the whole movie.
He's trying to find the cocaine in people's picnic baskets.
Exactly. So in this one, it's weed.
That'd be awesome.
See the bear wearing the ranger the hat. The ranger's just killed.
Walking, yeah.
You got any Capri Suns, man?
Yeah, just walks into a 7-Eleven and slaps the Slurpee machine and puts his mouth under it.
Man, you gotta pay for that.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm a bear.
I'm a bear. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's free if you're a bear.
Hey, who's gonna pay for that?
For what? Carl, name that quote.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We've said it enough.
You're gonna pay for that? For that stuff you took? For what?
For what?
The Warriors. Still out
now. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jay's never seen it. So it's
I have seen
the Warriors.
You've Come seen on, the Warriors?
Man. Yeah. Okay. Why'd there you are kill Cyrus? There's a handful of movies that I haven't seen that are probably...
Glenn Ross?
Yes. But come on, man. There's like a 15 plus year age gap between you guys. So just give me a break. What?
He's like, yeah, give me a break, Carl. Open your door. Go have a smoke. Relax. Yeah. Go have a cream soda.
Yeah. Carl, go open your door.
I promise you,
Carl,
I will watch this movie and we could talk about it.
Yeah, Carl, go open your door and be old.
If anything, you guys should be excited because now I'm watching it for the first time. So you guys, we could all talk about it.
Yeah. Go have a cream soda, Carl.
Cream soda.
This will all be over in a minute. Go have a cream soda.
There was I forget what it was.
I haven't had a soda in like 20 years. A
cream soda.
Come on. That's a movie line.
That's a movie line. Midnight Run, yeah. Carl. Midnight Run.
Oh, okay.
Relax, Sydney. Go have a cream soda.
Fantastic movie. Random.
Yeah. Have a cream soda. This will all be over in a minute.
All right. Well, what do we give this movie?
Wow. You know what? I'm going first.
Okay.
I'm going 3.5.
3.5.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fucking watch it again. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't fucking epic, but it was 10 times better than I thought it was going to be. I laughed a lot at the stupidity, but I still laughed a lot. Like, it was fucking dumb.
Very.
But very good dumb. Like, I'd be like, all right, I could see that. Like, if it came it on again, I'd be like,
intentionally right. Dumb.
That's my point. Yeah. That good dumb is, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. A fun dumb.
Yeah. So, yeah. This is one of those movies that you can put on in the background and not have to pay attention to when mm-hmm. you're doing shit. And you're, it's like a Seinfeld episode. It's on, you know, it's going to be funny and you're good.
Yeah. All so right.
There you go.
So there's Carl. 3.5 from Richie.
I'm right on target with you, Rich.
3.5.
It's exactly what it set out to be.
Exactly.
It's a throwback to like Piranha 3.
Piranha 3D, my friend.
3D, yes. The one Jay mentioned earlier, the Sharks one.
Oh, Deep Blue Sea.
There's a bunch of movies that are just stupid fun like this. And it's a throwback and it's well done.
Yeah.
All right. 3.5 from Carl so far.
Jay.
I'll go 3. I mean, it was exactly how I expected. The one thing that drove me crazy over everything, it was the acting by those two kids. Their acting was horrible. And that was kind of throwing me off a little bit, but I enjoyed the gore and the over the top death scenes. They were hilarious. I mean, I was just chuckling and shaking my head a lot, but in a fun mm-hmm. way. But yeah, 3. I would definitely watch it again. But yeah, 3.
All right, and it's me. I will go with 3. Yeah, it was okay. It was I didn't not enjoy watching it, but I also said, yeah, it could be better, but it is what it is. It wasn't trying to be a masterpiece, so I just thought it could have been funnier. There are certain situations where they could have squeezed a little more comedy out of those.
I agree with Richie, though. If they would have added a couple like random-ass 80s one-hit wonders, it would have made the movie so much better.
Right? Some nice montages.
Yeah.
Oh, a montage.
Yeah, they could have made an 80s montage for this movie, and it could have been over the top and ridiculous.
Because they could have had a montage of the bear like compiling its cocaine.
Yeah,
and like finding
that would have been great.
Different places and piling it up. And
props to Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah,
yeah,
she didn't shit the bed.
Yeah, well it's done. Definitely, she definitely took a shot in the dark there, and I think she succeeded.
Hell yeah, good for her. And didn't even appear in the movie.
Yeah,
no.
That's like, even bigger props, I think.
Right. You know. Just to say she was in a movie with Ray Liotta would have been cool.
That's right. So. She directed Ray Liotta.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Could we
for get the last time?
Kudos to Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ray, can I get a little more of a little more Goodfellas out of you? That's what this needs.
I actually met Ray Liotta when I was a kid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he with Esteban?
No. So I was like 7 or 8, and it was when Planet Hollywood was a big thing.
Yeah.
And they had one in Phoenix, and me and my dad went there for lunch. He pulled me out of school early, and Ray Liotta was there, and my dad was a huge fan. He's like, hey, there's Ray Liotta. I'm like, who's that? He's like, you've seen like a handful of his movies in that Operation Double Drop movie just came out. And I hadn't seen it yet, but it was in theaters. And I was like, oh, that's the guy from No Escape. I watched a lot of radar movies when I was a kid. And he's like, yeah, that's him. So Ray was like walking away. My dad like picks me up out of my chair and just throws me right in front of him. And I'm like, hi, you doing? He's like, how you doing there, pal? And then my dad like shook his hand, was talking to him. But yeah, he used me as kind of like,
wow.
And then he's like, hey, did you see my new movie, Operation Dumbo Drop? I was like, no. He's like, what movies have you seen of mine, pal? I was like, I saw No Escape. And he just like looks at my dad like, you know, this little kid watching No Escape. Yeah, I saw No Escape.
That was like the first movie that popped in my mind. Like, he's like, listen, kid, go back to eating your Captain Crunch chicken. Yeah, I got to talk to your dad here. And yeah, he's
like, listen, my dad, like, you let your son watch No Escape? No, I was like, yeah.
All right, time for an oldie but a goodie classic movie recast. That's where we take a classic movie and we recast all the parts with actors that are still alive, Carl.
That are still alive.
Okay. All right, we'll go.
So what movie is it?
Rocky.
Okay.
1976 Rocky.
So we said
recasting, it in the beginning of the show, right?
Okay.
We're recasting the four main players?
I think we should do five. I think we should do Rocky, Apollo, Mickey.
Oh, Apollo also.
So Rocky, Apollo, Mickey, Paulie,
and Adrian.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't want to recast Spider Rico?
You don't want Spider Rico?
I love it how he pops up in like the sixth Rocky movie when Rocky gets back in the ring one more time.
Yeah.
I beat you 30 years ago, Rock. Okay, Spider. Whatever you say, Spider. He's in the kitchen. Wash some more dishes, Spider.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Pedro Lovell played Spider Rico.
Wow.
It's actually in the cast list I'm looking at right now. All right. Well, we have who are we going to recast as Joe Frazier? Remember, he played himself.
Yes. Then he could play himself still.
Yeah.
No, Mike Tyson. He's alive.
Come on, Joe. Yeah. Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe. All right. Well, let's go from bottom up. Paulie.
Okay.
Ooh, Paulie.
Who are we going to cast as Paulie?
Nathan
Lane. Who was played by Burt Young in the...
Yeah. So are we going for like Academy Award quality? Because the first
one. No, Rocky who you there. Think you would cast in that okay. movie? If you were going to do this movie over again, who would like you I'd, put in that part?
I'd go the other way and go Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane. I think Pacino would do a fine job. It's Paulie.
Yeah, but that's obvious.
I mean, I would get somebody a little younger. Pacino would be good, though. Pacino would be good as another character as well. Yeah,
different character.
I would do for Paulie, I narrowed it down to three actors, but I think I would go with David Harbour because I feel like he'd be a great pick for that, and he'd be a character that would really drive you crazy, and yeah, I think he'd play a really good drunk.
Right.
Who's David Harbour?
From the new Violent Night, Stranger Things, the cop, the redhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Violent Night, Santa Claus, who killed everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He'd definitely be a good Paulie.
He could definitely play the deadbeat brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, that's Paulie. We all agree on David Harbour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh, what are the other two?
Well,
I was saying, I was thinking of Nick Frost, but I don't know if he could pull off an English accent or because he's from England or an American accent.
Right.
And then I was also thinking of
Nick Frost.
And Ryan Hurst was my other one.
Who's Ryan Hurst?
He was in like Remember the Titans and Sons of Anarchy, in Walking Dead. He was the guy with the long beard. He's like, he's been in a handful of movies and shows.
David Harbour it is.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, I like him.
David Harbour. Cool.
So no on Nathan Lane then.
No, that's terrible.
Nathan Lane.
I can imagine this.
Just doing a totally different movie.
Can you believe it? They fired me from the butcher shop.
Okay, Talia Shire as Adrian.
Oh, wow.
Now, I got someone in mind. Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. Ooh. Wow, that would be good.
That's different, but
that's a good choice.
That's a big one, man. I said Natalie Portman, but I don't think that's a good choice.
Too
Sarah
serious.
Silverman might be better.
Yeah, I like the Silverman.
What?
Sarah Silverman's fucking funny as hell. But she doesn't play it. But she doesn't play it meek. She just plays it like Sarah. Yeah,
maybe her sister.
No, like Sarah. Like I like Sarah Silverman. That's good.
No, Sarah Silverman's sister.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Or to tell you the truth, I don't know her name off the top of my head. But after watching the third season of Picard, there is an actress who plays the main villain in the first three quarters of the show. And it's the sister from So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, yeah.
She would be good because she plays those awkward, quirky characters.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be. I like.
And she Sarah was Silver. A good villain in Picard.
What about Winona Ryder?
A little too old, no.
Well, I mean, if we're just
the who I just brought up is fairly is an older woman.
Yeah. Oh, they just have to be alive, not age appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Then so, Winona Ryder would be just fine.
Yeah, I like Winona, but I like Sarah Silverman.
All right, we got David Harbour. And Sarah Silverman so far.
They would feed off of each other pretty good if you think about it.
I think they would. That's good.
All right. Well, we're going Mickey next.
I got Mickey.
What?
I had one too.
Go ahead.
No, go.
Give me your Mickey.
Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin's dead.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Wait, is he? Hold on. I want to make sure he's dead.
Also in the cast of a small movie named Glengarry Glen Ross.
I do like Alan Arkin.
No, he's still alive.
He's got to be 90, right? Is he like 90?
He is 89.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He's great in Glengarry.
They're all great. There is not a clinker in the bunch in Glengarry Glen Ross. They're all top-notch actors.
That's my vote.
Alan Arkin, what, Richie, what were you going to suggest?
Larry David.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Larry David. How great would that be?
There's a couple episodes where he's playing in a Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like a tough guy and he's pretty fucking good. I think he can pull it off.
Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed.
Ooh. Idris Elba.
That's what I had.
Oh.
We're getting him in a movie.
Yeah. I just had one name. I wrote multiple names down except for for Apollo Creed, I just had Idris Elba. I'm like,
I mean it's kind of already been done. It's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, who can't fucking please? He's not even an actor. He is.
He's not an actor.
come on, he plays Michael B. Jordan in everything. That's it.
Okay,
I think Idris would be an amazing choice for Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
yeah,
Idris. Yeah, like 15 years ago,
I'd put him in now.
It's talking about Michael. They're talking about him being the next Bond, dude, and he's like in his mid-40s.
He could pull that off.
Fuck yeah.
Because it's not like Apollo Creed wasn't supposed to be a super young guy.
No.
He has been a champion a long time.
Right. He wasn't a Twilight, Okay. All right,
Idris Elba. Sweet.
All right. And then finally, Rocky himself, Sylvester Stallone. I think that's the toughest call.
Man.
I wrote down a ton of names. I don't know if any of them are good.
Such as?
So I was trying to think of somebody who I think would be good, like as a guy, upcoming boxer from Philly. Two people that came to mind was Bradley Cooper and John Krasinski. I think one of those two would be good. But
Krasinski?
He's kind of a wild card. I was actually thinking about like Hugh Jackman too, but I was like, no, scratch that shit. He's Wolverine.
What about Bill Hader?
No.
Whoa. Puts on 50 pounds. Hader.
Rocky's hard because Stallone, like, that's like what he's known for, man.
Right, right.
That's hard.
Carl, what do you got?
I had I can't remember his name right now.
Chris Helmsworth?
No.
A gorgeous Rocky.
No, I had Kylo Ren.
Oh.
Adam Driver. That's actually good. That's actually pretty good.
That's a good one, man. That's a really good one.
Oh man, that I can see that. I can see that because he could pull that off.
Well, the great part about Adam Driver, because Rocky, I mean, he's not like the best looking guy, and he's just
right.
Like
kind of weird looking.
Adam Driver is like a bigger guy, but he's just average looking. I think he'd be a great Rocky.
I want to see this movie now.
I had him or Carl Urban.
I had Jason Bateman.
Carl Urban would be a good choice too.
Yeah, Carl Urban's good too.
I feel like Adam Driver has more of like that Rocky feel. He's just like,
I think he does. Yeah.
A kid from the streets of Philly who's trying to.
Yeah. And I think he can pull it off. He's that kind of actor. He can make that his own part.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I had Jason Bateman and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I had a totally different movie going on in my head. Once I cast Mickey, I was just like, I know where this movie's going.
I think it's great, but the Mickey one, man, I'm just like, Larry,
I don't know about Larry David.
I had J.K. Simmons just because of his performance in Whiplash.
Ooh, right.
I was like,
man, I like that better.
Yeah, but like that's why I picked Larry David because
How come you never trade me, mate? You know what? You're a tomato. That's why, because you're a tomato.
Yeah. I'm busy.
If you think in this hypothetical recasting, I mean, between David Harbour and
I don't know. I think Larry David and J.B. Smooth need to be the ring guys.
That's some comedy.
The Rocky comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing funny in that movie at all.
No.
There's plenty funny in Rocky.
In this new recasting one, this would be hilarious parts in it.
Yes.
All right. Well,
classic recast. There
classic
you go.
Recast. Classic. Rocky starring
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver as Rocky.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba as Apollo Creed. Sarah Silverman as Adrian, and Larry David as
Larry Mickey. David as Mickey, and what's his name as Paulie?
David Harbour.
And David Harbour as Paulie. Who's going to play Tony Gazzo?
Oh, that's Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Actually,
Bill Hader.
He could do. He can do the accent.
Absolutely.
He's
the Italian dude.
Oh man, I love that Italian dude skit.
Who's playing the priest?
Father Carmine?
Father
Carmine. Phenomenal, Rocky. What are you doing here?
All right. There you go. Successful classic movie recast.
And JB Smooth is the other ringman.
Okay.
Who makes it through at least four movies?
Right.
What about Apollo's trainer, the one who's screaming his freaking heart out?
Oh, yeah. Curly.
Throw the damn town.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant.
No. Richie is talking about the guy that cuts Rocky's eye in the first one.
Yeah.
No, not Apollo's trainer.
Not Apollo's trainer. The ring guy who like fucking had all the shit. That's why he had to be with Larry David. Yeah. Sitting next to him on the ring. You gonna cut him? I ain't cutting him. You know, your blood all over my yellow jacket.
Oh man, Larry David, I can just see him as Mickey, man. He'd be so opposite from like the movie. No. He would just be like talking shit to Rocky. What, yeah. You wimp out there? Like, yeah. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing out there, man? Yeah. Instead of like, you need the heart of a tiger, Rocky. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
He's so opposite.
Yeah. Maybe you should hit him more.
Yeah. Stop
you seem to be
with their face, Rocky.
You seem, you got the getting hit. You got, yeah, that
you got the getting hit down. You just need to hit now. Yeah. Like, you're good at getting hit. He's good as a motherfucker getting hit.
JB.
He's a motherfucker, looks like a rag doll out
there. Fucking a Mozart of getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah. He make fucking getting hit look like an art.
That'd be ridiculous, man.
This movie, its budget was $960,000, and it made $225 million.
Wow.
And that's 1976 dollars.
Yeah, it's a shitload.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And won Best Picture, right?
Yeah, yeah. And won Best Picture.
And
that's got,
and Best Director, I think.
Well, I think Stallone won Best Screenplay.
Yeah, that's right. He did. He won for Best Screenplay.
That's pretty...
That's got to be like a quarter of $1 billion nowadays. Like,
yeah.
100 million. Like, it's, that's got to be, yeah.
Wow. Like, man, I want to see this movie now.
It would just be such a weird dynamic.
I know.
Because the first Rocky movie, I was thinking about, like, because the original Rocky, like, clearly,
yeah, it was
in Best Picture. It was like,
right. It was in the theater. It was in the theater for 8 months.
Wow.
Damn.
That's it. That's our show.
Yes. Destroy All Movies can be found at damshow.co.
damshow.co.
W.co.
Damshow.co.
If you go there, you can find all our previous episodes and episodes of other fine podcasts from Damn Junior.
Right. And if you want to send us an email like Connecticut Jeff, it's destroymail@gmail.com.
Yeah. I hope once I was again, more awake.
destroymail@gmail.com. Thank you, New England Jeff, for sending us a cool email.
Thank you, Salt Lake City Jeff.
Yes.
Thank you, Anchorage
Jeff. Poughkeepsie Jeff, we say goodnight to you.
Yes. Ooh, I like Poughkeepsie Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, in heart of hearts, he's Rhode Island Jeff. So
yes.
So buy us a coffee and go on Amazon and all that other.
Use the Amazon link, do that and do many other things. And have fun at the website. It's actually not that fun, but you can get fun.
You can buy a shirt. You can buy a shirt.
You can buy a shirt. You can buy a t-shirt or a mug or a phone case.
There you go.
Well, that's another one in the books.
Yeah, four blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
400
shit. When we get to 450, we'll let you know.
There you go.
That'll be a big show.
We probably will let you know when we're like at 455 because we'll be like, oh, shit, that 450 was five shows ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, tune in soon for our Pick 3 Monologue edition.
Bro, I'm Richie.
I'm Joe.
Paul.
Jason.
Good night, Dab Nation.